Okay. Parshas Bo, Kovchaps Kodesh. Months and weeks go flying by, right? Third week already of Shovim. Where are we holding in life? What are we doing? Let's try to mechazik each other to keep going weiter, to get ready to go into the Oros of Shabbos Kodesh, you know, turn into Friday, into Erev Shabbos, right, Thursday night into Erev Shabbos already. And just mechazik us already the Oros of Pesach and Mamashir, this parsha, like Rav Meir always says in the Bab Trev, he says, you have to live with what's going on in this month. Right? So the Nakuda is also that right now is the Oros of Pesach, is the Kalim that we're going to be Mikal Pesach. Learn the Parshas in the Torah, it's Mamash happening. So let's try to be Mikal those days of Pesach, which is all about Yitzin Strayim, Chiris, Chiris Olam. So let's learn the Torah together. So if you look in Parshas Bo, Parak Yud Beis Pasagiral, it says, Kacha Tochlu, Oso, Masnechem, Chagurim, Nalechem, Raglechem, Umakelchem, Biedchem, Vachatem, Oso, Bichipazon, Pesach Hulasha. It's talking about the current Pesach. So it says, this holiday is called what? It's called Pesach. Right? So you see, if you look in Parshas, let's see where it is, in Parshas Mishpatim, Pasuk Tesvav. Says Pazida Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana Eschag Hamatzos Tishmor. So the obvious question is what? Is it Pesach or is it Chag Hamatzos? I mean, it could be both, right? But which one is? What do we call it? Right? You call what are you doing for? Imagine if you get home, Mom. I don't know if I'm coming home for Chag Hamatzos here, right? What? Why? What? The Torah says Chag Hamatzos. So which one do we call it? Is it Pesach? Is it Pesach? Or is it Chag Hamatzos? I can tell you a remez, just outside for a second. This is a nice remez, yeah? Pesach, what's much of Pesach? So Pesach is 148, okay? So Pesach is much of Nachman, okay? It's much of Nachman, okay? Chag HaMatzos, much of 552, is much of Nachman ben Simcha. Okay, so it's, if you're a Breslover, then Pesach's a good time for you, I guess, you know? Just I'll do that remez. But also a different remez, that Pesach is much of Netzach, and Chag HaMatzos is much of Mechaya Mason. Also, it's a type of, yeah, so Nitzchius, right? Chaim Esim. So let's learn a teaching together, Torah together from the Kedushas Levi, the Siyat of the Shmaya. Levi Yitzchak Mibreditchev. It says like this. V'amartem zevach Pesach hula Hashem. V'hine, yesh lahavim. She'anu koronas yom tov ha'mechuna v'torah b'shem Chag HaMatzos. Anu koronas ha'Pesach. So we call Chag HaMatzos, we call it Pesach. What's going on? V'eichon ramu zev v'torah l'kro yom tov zev b'shem Pesach. Hello, b'chol Torah, nikra yom tov zeh b'shem Chag HaMatzos, right? In the whole Torah, it's called Chag HaMatzos. But would you ever say to your mom, "Oh, mom, what are we doing for Chag HaMatzos this year?" You never say that. You never see people saying, "Oh, here's our Chag HaMatzos program." Maybe it doesn't fit because Pesach program is P&P, you're paying pay, you know. But why don't we call it Chag HaMatzos? That's what it's called. V'nexiv anil dodi v'dodi li. And we know that by El time anil dodi v'dodi rash tevas El pasin shir shirim. So what does that mean? Hainu, shanu misapim shivcho shel makom baruchu, that anil dodi means that what I am for my beloved, that I praise Hashem, but also v'akadosh baruchu misapir shevach Yisrael. Right? But also Hashem talks about our praise. V'chein hu, shanu manichim tefillin, that we wear tefillin. Right? This parsha also speaks about tefillin. Right? Uksiv bahen shevach shel akadosh baruchu. Right? In our tefillin, it speaks about what? It speaks about all the praises of Hashem. And Hashem's tefillin, right? We know that Hashem wears tefillin, like the Gemara says. The what? It says that Hashem is tefillin. What does it say? Praise about Klal Yisrael. What's going on here? This we can understand. What it says in Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. Who wrote Tanit Ve'Eliyahu? Eliyahu Navi. Right? The mitzvah l'saper shivchan Yisrael. It says it's a mitzvah to speak about the praise of Klal Yisrael, right? V'yesh l'Hashem Yisbarach nachas ruach mizeh shemesaper b'shivchan shel Yisrael, and Hashem gets an unbelievable nachas ruach from that, right? You give Hashem a nachas ruach, what? When you speak nicely about another person, yeah. Remind me at the end to tell you a ma'aseh about the Chafetz Chaim with speaking about nicely about yourself. Okay, remind me at the end if I don't say it. Right, so it's a mitzvah. Hashem gets a nachas ruach from that. Why won't you speak nice praise about another Jew? So the tam is, goes like this, that it's usr, right? What's the Indian, what's one of the reasons we don't wear tefillin all day? is because you're going to be Mesiach Das. Part of the mitzvah of tefillin, that's why when you say Shartam Leos, you kiss your tefillin, you're constantly doing that. What? To remind yourself you're wearing tefillin. Right? So you shouldn't be Mesiach Das. It's one of the reasons you don't sleep in it, right? Not to be Mesiach Das from your tefillin. U-mitzvah, al-kol adam lasuk tamid b'tefillin. And it's a mitzvah all day, if you could, to wear tefillin. The Hainu, what does that mean for us in Avoda? O l'saper shevach shel Yisrael, to either tell the shevach of Yisrael, because why would it be shaykh? What's the shaykhus of tefillin with shevach Yisrael? The Hainu, tefillin demari alma, shekazav b'hen shevach Yisrael. Because in Hashem's tefillin, what's written? Talks about the praise of Klal Yisrael. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Who's like Klal Yisrael? So it means that what? What it means to be wearing tefillin all day, which is talking about Klal Yisrael the whole day, praising Klal Yisrael. Or to be telling over the Shevach of Hashem. Dehu tefillin shei Yisrael, because that's our tefillin. Shekasu behem Shevach Hashem Yisbarach. Dainu Shema Kadesh Vayakiv Yacha. So what does that mean? So what's the inner of tefillin? What does tefillin represent? The pnimius. That if I can't wear tefillin all day, why? Either because maybe someone will think it's gaiva, or if I can't have full attention all day. So what does it mean to be wearing tefillin all day? It means that you're constantly telling over the praise of Hashem, or telling over the praise of another Jew. That's what tefillin means. And now he's going to come back. So what's the difference? Why is it called some places Chag HaMatzos? Why some places Pesach? Vine Chag HaMatzos Nikra al Shevach Yisrael. Chag HaMatzos called after our praise. Vayim b'Rashi al Pasuk v'yafu es habatzik. Ugos Matzos v'gam Tzeda. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi said, Lashon Rashi, v'gam Tzeda lo asu lehem l'derech. Right? They didn't make any needs for the derech when leaving. Magid Shivchon Shal Yisrael. This tells over the praise of Klal Yisrael. Shelo Amru Heach Netz LeMidbar Belo Tzeda. That they didn't say, how are we going to go out into the Midbar without having anything? How are we going to make parnasa? How are we going to have food? Ella heiminu ve'alchu. Rather, they believed and they went. V'hu shem mefurash be'kabbalah zacharti lach chesed nuraych. Like it says in Yirmiyahu, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis. Right, that Hashem says about this. Read this on Hashana. Zacharti lach, I remember it in you, chesed nuraych. The chesed you did when you were young. Ahavas kulosayach, lechtach acharav haminbar. Beret lo zruo. That what? You went into a place without anything. Umas charm fuor shacharav kodesh Yisrael Hashem, and because of that, because we went out just with emun and Hashem, that what happens? We're called kodesh Yisrael Hashem. So that's that. So what's Chag HaMatzos about? Chag HaMatzos is remembering that what? That we went out with just emunah. That's the praise of Klal Yisrael. Chag HaMatzos. V'nikra Chag HaMatzos al shem Yisrael shafut avatzik ugros matzos. That what we baked matzos, and that's what's called Chag HaMatzos. Kiviyachol Hashem Yisbarach mesaper shivchan shei Yisrael. That what? That Hashem's calling it the holiday of Chag HaMatzos. What does it mean to Hashem? It means what? It means that what? This is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did favors for me. They did tovos for me. Vanu korem hayom tov b'shem Pesach. So Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos, but we call it Pesach. Why? Hashem shevach Hashem Yisbarach. Because we're praising Hashem. Vamartam zeva Pesach hu l'Hashem asher Pesach. That Hashem passed over. Shu shevach Hashem Yisbarach. Aderech ha-pasuk ani l'dodi v'dodi li. So now what's the difference? Why some places... Because Chag HaMatzos is the matzos that we baked, that we left without having matzos, right? We didn't have anything to go with us, that we left there very, very quickly, right? What the praise is, that what we just went with Emunah. So that's why Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. Why? Because He praises us. So why don't we call it Chag HaMatzos? Because we, exactly, because we're praising Hashem. And that's Pesach, that's to Hashem. And that's the whole inyan of what Pesach and Chag HaMatzos are all about, that it's not a stira. It's what? It's all about Shevach of Klal Yisrael. It's all about Shevach of Hashem Yisbarach. That's what the whole thing's built on. It's such a beautiful Torah. No, that's a tefillin that we wear and what? We're praising Hashem. And just as when we praise Hashem, boom, Hashem praises us back. That's how it works in everything. In Mirzam, in Shalom Bayis, with Chaverim. When you praise someone else, they're going to praise you back. That's how it works. Right? So let's speak about, in just a couple minutes, the need of Shevach. Right? Since everything we do is about Hashem. So if it's up to Hashem, Hashem would choose to speak Shevach about us. So we'll speak about Shevach of Klal Yisrael first. So first of all, my father-in-law told me this Torah, which is a beautiful, beautiful Torah. If you go to Chanukah, right? So what were the things that the Yevanim were gozer on? Good. So if you take the Rosh Tevos of Shabbos, is Shin. Bris is Beis. And Chodesh is Ches. It's Shevach. Is that what? That's one of the things the Yevanim want to take away from us. The Shevach of Klal Yisrael. The Nekud is that what do we get in Chanukah? on Chanukah. Remember, Chanukah, Chevra, like the B'nai Yitzchak says, is what? Chanukah is mechanicha, it's chinuch. It's chinuch to learn how to live. One of the biggest ways to learn to live is Shevach. It's always have praise on your mouth. To always be able to praise someone, right? Since you have the mitzvah to always be wearing tefillin, that's what? That's praising Klal Yisrael, or praising the Borei Olam, right? So that's what we learned from Chanukah, which is mechanichas. So let's just speak for a moment. So if you look, if you take the word Shevach, okay? I'll do it with you also. Take the word Shevach, spell Shevach. So Shin Beis Ches, right? So Shin is 360. Beis is 412. And Ches is Ches Tav. 408. The Miloy of Shevach. Which means what? To fill Shevach up. Okay, so 360, 412, 408. What do you get?
360.
412 and 408. Ah, close.
1180.
Oh, 1180. Very good. 1180. Oh, no, it's wrong. It's wrong, Gematria. I'm 100 off. That's okay. That's okay. A second.
Minus
190. What's.
Pull it back,
what? No, it can't. I mean, pull it back. Yeah, because it's incorrect. That's why I pull it back. Let's see what we get. Okay. So, anyway, it works anyway. Right, so the whole Indian about everything that Hashem does. Right, we know we say about Hashem, it says Yisrael Asher Becha Es Pa'er, that Hashem gets the greatest Tiferes in us. Hashem takes beauty, takes splendor in Klal Yisrael. Right, so the Indian is that when something's so dear to you, yeah, something so what's dear to Hashem? What's precious to Hashem? Us. So that's the Tiferes of Hashem is Klal Yisrael. Okay, so now what's the greatest way to honor a father? Let's say when you speak about his sons, right? When you speak about how great his sons are doing. So Yisrael Asher Bechaz Power means what? How do you bring Tiferes to Hashem? Is when you speak about other Jews b'tov. When you're Meshabech other Yidin, then what happens? The father sees that and he says, wow, givadik. Right? And he gets the biggest Shevach from that. So literally the greatest Shevach of Hashem in the world is what? Looking for Nekudas Tovas, like we saw this week from Rabbeinu, from Menachem. Is when we're looking for Shevach in other Yidin. That's the greatest thing that we can do. The Nachas of an Av is when he praises Banim. Right? Banim Atem Lashem Okechem. That's what this whole Nikud is about. Right? And that's what the whole meaning of what's of Pesach. What do you do about Pesach? The Haggadah. Right? The Haggadah is what is the Banim speaking. That's what it's Banim Atel Hashem Okechem. The whole is what we're Magid Shevach of the Borei Olam. But part of that Magid is also Magid the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. The what? That the Amunah. Right? So that's the one Nikud is. That when you praise other Yidin, that what? That's the greatest Nachas Ruach to Hashem. Right, so now, but the MS is, let's speak about the Shevach of the Borei Olam. What does it mean to be Mishabeach as Hashem? How could it even be Mishabeach Hashem? So we have the opportunity every single day to speak about the Shevach of Hashem. Dafkin in Yom of Psukkah Dezimra. Just look at the beginning of Psukkah Dezimra for a second. Hodu Hashem Kiru Bishmo. Hodu Vanu Yosav. Shiru Lo, Zamru Lo, Sikh B'chol Nefos, of all the Nefos Hashem does. Hisalu B'shem Kacho. Yismach Lein Vakshet, Dishu Hashem. All these beautiful things. Yismachu Hashemayim Sagil Art, Gigal Hashem Lam Od. So the whole Inyan of Psukkah Zimra is all speaking about praises of Hashem. So listen to just this couple of Inyanim on Psukkah Zimra, what it means. Listen from the Yismach Moshe, this is very intense. It speaks about the Isra of speaking during Psukkah Zimra. And I'm sure all of us there, we could all relate to this right now. Shirulo Zamulo Az Sichu. So what does it mean? Ki Bavonu Sein Harabi Masichin Psukkah Zimra. With our sins, how many people do we know that just speak during Psukkah Zimra? The Gam Michol Neflosav, Ratzalomar, Gam Betfilah Shmona Esrei, Shem Esapin Gvuras Hashem. What do we do? You ever realize that people are so quick to go to Shmona Esrei? But you have a guy who the whole davening doesn't do anything, right? He goes to you could daven a 7 minute Psukkah Zimra, 2 minutes this that. Oh, Shmona Esrei, when he comes Shmona Esrei, oh, 20 minutes. It's very chashuv, right? It's a top guy. And we speak about what? That what? We spend so much time in Shmona Esrei. Oh, Hashem, this, thank you so much. That a person doesn't take Psukkah Dezimra serious, which is all the Shevach of the Borei Olam. Talking about the godless of Hashem. All the busha that you have, all for the embarrassment. More dim uposhim beheichal melech. You're in the heichal melech, and your mamish what? You're sinning in the heichal melech. Ein ze ela kfira sorera. Ein elokim kol mizim asav. That's kfira. That a person who thinks that psukah zimun doesn't mean something to me. Dafka, if you davened in Arminian yesterday, how sweet was a 45-minute psukah zimun by the kaisel? How gishmak was that yesterday? No screaming it out, saying the praises of Hashem. Right? Ashrei, halukas. And listen to this, from Rabbi Moshe Yeshua, Mevisnitz, Yeshua's Moshe. Listen to what he says. Yisbonin ha'adam, haloba amiras psukah zimra, oskin b'shevach habor yisbarach. Am I not osek in the shevach of Hashem? B'tzrichim az lehislahi b'chios v'eish halahav, I have to be mamish on fire. Himkein, keitza nisein lifnos az b'chiro, u'soach imo al inyanim shalt mabkach. How could a person chashon even think about speaking during psukah zimra? When what? When I'm mamish in the front of the borei olam, dvekas b'Hashem, v'dibur min basar v'dam, einam olam b'kanachad. Dvekas b'Hashem, praise Hashem, and speaking about sports, speaking about business with someone else, it doesn't work. They don't go together. Kish adam omer hodi l'Hashem kir b'shmo, hod shiru lo zamru lo. Keitzad yitachin she'ifana l'asuach in basar v'dam. How could you even think about speaking with someone else? Be'eshu machriz she'ata mizam modem Hashem yisbarach. The time that you're praising Hashem. How much would they want to just all day long, Malachim, speak to Hashem? They're not able to do that. Because every single Malach, it's set out when they're going to be able to say Shira. Velo Adam Akarts Mechomer, us, which is physical, Basar Adam. But we have the merit, we have the schust of what? We can praise Hashem. How could you not take this into your most treasure house? Lamaisa, how many people do we know that actually go out and do this Borodis and they praise Hashem? Not so many. So at least when you have the time of 10, 15, 20 minutes of Psukah Zimra, think about what you're saying. You're praising the Borei Olam for everything. Think about that. Take it serious. You don't have to rush through it. And if you're at a minion that rushes through it, then maybe find a different minion. Maybe find the chevra that will yidavon together, that are willing to praise the Borei Olam, willing to stop and think about and take time on the words. I mean, it's bone on the words that they're saying. And the chevra, what? To go out a little bit into the outside and speak to Hashem, praise Him for letting me be here. I'm not telling you to do that all day, but 5-10 minutes a day. In everything we do, we have to always connect the kavan of the lev and the chiyas arvarim. Hein bebrachos, whether you're saying brachos or tefillah, kasher om shevach habore. Goni hichvor Hashem ha'olam, the kavod Hashem be forever. Hishem v'orach, me'atav yad olam. Tevos elu tzrichim lahaliv es nefesh omran. Yachshav v'izboni, a person has to think, mi ani, what am I? Lufnei mi omeid ani mishbech. Who am I before? Born the ability to praise Hashem. How much would you do if you got a bracha from a tzaddik? You had 5 minutes in front of Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg. You'd praise him nonstop. You wouldn't stop if you were. Imagine this, yeah? Imagine you're in front of Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg. Who's your biggest tzaddik you know? I have Matel Zilber, yeah? Imagine before them, and all he turns aside, like, oh, what did the Yankees do last night? You wouldn't do that. Why? Before a tzaddik. We say every day, tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav. Hashem's the ikker tzaddik. You're standing in front of him, Shvi'is Hashem in the summit. Okay, maybe not all day could we have that. But at least when you're davening, when you're wearing your tefillin, that's the zman. Take it into account. Who am I praising? Am I sincere with what I'm saying? Or am I just running through that? That's the nekuda. The what? To praise the Borei Olam. To praise Him real. This is what Rav Nachman says. Nekut Maran, or Chafhei, Os Dalit, speaks about not just that the avodah of Shev. See, this is the difference between people who think, like, you know, I come to davening, make the check, I did it. Chevra, like I was speaking with me and Moshe. We had Lel Shabbos together. We were speaking last week. You and I are speaking last Thursday night. But people don't realize that in Avodas Hashem, there's Avoda going on. Right? How many people know that there's like on Shabbos? The Shabbos isn't just time you sit to the Suda. There's an Avoda of, if you say Askinu Sudasa, not that we know what Chachat Apuchin Gadishan is, not that we know what Atik Gadishan, not that we know what Zer Anpin is, but maybe we should know that there's something there. Maybe we should know we're sitting at a Suda, it's not just Stam that we have a nice Suda together. Right? That you should know maybe that the Ozer Ampi means something. Askinu Sudasa de Memnusa. Right? To know that we're sitting at the Borei Olam Suda. You're singing the Zemiros on Shabbos. You're not just Stam saying Kiladon. If you look at it, right, the Arizal, the Zohar points out that during the week, what do we say? Laker Shashav Mechavizim, Kel Baruch, Gidol Dea, Chinuf Azer Chama. You realize it's an Aleph Bet in order. But what? It's only one word per each one. What's Kiladon? Kel Adon HaKol Masim. Baruch, it's also the Aleph Bet. But what? Just extend it out a little more. Why? Because during the week when you don't have that time to have such Yishev Adas, you can't do it so much. But what? But now when it comes here, it comes on Shabbos, Kela, oh, Aleph. This is what the Aleph means. What? To realize what you're saying. Actually, Apirem, as I'll tell you, it's cool. Because when do we start counting Sfiras Omer?
Second night.
So from what pasuk do you learn that from? Oh, Sfarat Chachamim Machas HaShabbos. So what day is the day after Shabbos?
Sunday,
right? So that's how the what are they called again?
Tzedukim.
That's the Tzedukim. They start counting Sfiras Omer on Sunday. What do we know that that means?
Shabbos means
Yom Tov. Oh, so when do we start counting Sfiras Omer? The day after Pesach. So Pesach's called Shabbos. Why? Because the whole Metzias of Shabbos also, it's all about the praise. All about the Shevach of Hashem. Lakel Asher Shevach Mikol Masim. Right? So that's why if you take gematria of Bichag HaMatzos, like we say, what's gematria of Bichag HaMatzos? It's 554. Okay? New edit up. And Bichag HaMatzos plus Pesach. So 554 plus 148. What do you get?
702.
Oh, 702. Shabbos. Right? Because this is what you get from Shabbos. Shabbos time to what? To be Mishabeach the Bori Olam. Definitely, if you can't daven so Gishmak in the week, then you know. Some places where they have that Pesukei Zimmer is 20 minutes long. Again, Chavra, Nishmas
148
is Pesach. Right? Nishmas should be 20 minutes long. If you understand what you're saying, the words are Nishmas. Right? Nishmas Kolchai, Tverech Shemal Kenu, praising Hashem, Kotzmas Tamarna. And people know that there's a Ravoda going on, there's something real going on. So also Pesukei Zimmer. Right? I remember one of the yeshivas that I went to, Pesukei Zimmer was like 7 minutes long on the dot. Right? How could you even say the word Hodu for less than 7 minutes? Hodu Hashem, thanking Hashem for everything. You know what I mean? How many places do you know that you go to there and the davening starts with brachos at 7, and somehow it ends up being that Rabbi Shmuel is at 7:02. I mean, possibly because they want to connect to Shabbos. Okay, I get that. Right? But how could that be that Karbanos is 2 minutes long? And then you're up to Shemona Esrei by 7:12. How is that possible? Maybe because 7:12 is Gematria Tshuva, so they're a moda that they have to do Tshuva. Maybe. Right? I don't know. Amanda likes that one, right? But the Nekud is that these places are Pashit, what? They're Pashit nuts! That there's no Avoda in Yiddishkeit anymore. So listen to what Rav Nachman says. It's coming from that result. He says, what's the point of starting off by Hodu? Okay, remember we learned this Torah by the Kassavar. That the only way that you can fight off the Yetzirah and all the klipos that try to yonik and try to stop you from growing is what? Only through praising Hashem. Kemuva bekavano shel Arizal. Hodu Hashem kir b'shmo. So why do you start davening by saying Hodu? Shezeh ha-mizmor nisakin la'achniha klipos shebi Yetzirah. This cuts off the klipos away from you. So he's saying, okay, because we know that what? That in Tefillah, right? We know we look in the Siddur for that you start out in Asiyah, then you go up to Yetzirah, and you go up to Bria, and you go up to Atzilus, right? It's a whole Avoda that's going on. But how do you get to the next level? First of all, Psukit Azimra, Zemer what does Zemer mean? It means to cut away. So you're cutting away all the klipos so you can go in. How do you do that? Dafka by the Shevach Hashem. When you praise Hashem, that's how you enter in. But what's the Shevach? What's the greatest Shevach Hashem, like I said before, is praising Klal Yisrael also. So when a Jew cuts himself to praising Klal Yisrael, that's also you cut them away. To enter deeper into your madrigos. Right? And we know that there's an avoda going on, like the Kassavar said, in Tefillah itself. Because Tefillah is all about praising Hashem. Yeah? Remember, we learned this Torah the other on Shabbos. Go back to Parshas Vayigash. Yeah? It says that Yehuda came to Yosef in three ways. Right? Vayigash, love Yehuda. Remember what they were?
Milchama.
Oh, one was he was ready for Milchama if he had to. There's the Medrash. It says he came to B'derech Milchama, B'derech Tefillah,
and
Doron. Came to like, give him like, appease him.
Right.
Doron, yeah? So he says that if you take the, we know that we used to be that we brought Karbanos. Yeah? So now it says in the Gemara and Brachas, I believe, says that what? Tefillah k'neged tmidin tiknu. So the reason why we daven today is connected to Karban Tamid. So Tamid sometimes is written with tough mem yadalad. It's also written tough mem dalad. Yeah? So what does it mean tefillos keneged Tamid tiknum? So you want to know what it means? That stands for, if you spell it letters, tough mem dalad. Tough is tefillah, mem is milchama, and dalad is doron. So that's what it means. When you come to tefillah, that's you prepare yourself for tefillah. Is that it's an avoda? No, it's only spelled tough mem dalad. And then the yud is that then you get to tefillah. That what? The beginning of tefillah is Pesukei Zimra, is karbanos is what? What's mechamas? It's a dorum. It's like giving a gift, right, to Hashem. What's the middle part? Is psukei de zimra, is lashon of milchama, if you're cutting off. Yeah, the next part is what? It's all about tefillah. Then you're in olam habriya, which is olam habina, which is bina is the lave. And with that, what do you have? With those three, how do you enter in? Then you enter into atzilus and tefillah. Remember we said before, they're very nice, is that one of the halachos is, before you enter into Shemona Esrei, what do? You take three steps in. Those three steps in is talking about the what? That this is the process that brought me here. Is what? Is with the doron, is with milchama, and now it's with tefillah, and then I can enter into atzilus. What happens? B'chever, it's a process. But how do I get there? The only way I can get into that process is what? With Shevach of Hashem. Without Shevach Hashem, you have no rishus to enter in. But this is what it's talking about. Is it Chag HaMatzos? Is it Pesach? It's both. Why? Because it's talking about Shevach of Hashem. And that's the greatest way to enter deeper into your Avodah Hashem. Just to read with one more Torah from the B'ditchever. Just on that. So what does it mean, V'amartam Zevach Pesach Hula Hashem? He says in the next piece, Hainu, Keshetedabru b'Torah u'Tfilah, when we speak in the inyanim of Torah and Tfilah, V'zehu Pesach. Pesach, you know what that realizes, is Pesach, the mouth that speaks. Tiru she'eh b'chinas hu. Hainu nister ye'eh l'Hashem b'chinas galas. You enter into higher levels. But what does it mean? It means that what the Nekud is, what's the greatest Shevach of the Borei Olam, is Dafka and Torah and Tfilah. It's the greatest Shevach of Hashem. And that's everything that's built around. So I told you I want to tell you the Maisa with the Chavetz Chaim, yeah? So the Maisa goes like this. So remember, we said just as it's important to tell a Shevach the Borei Olam, but the greatest Shevach also is to tell Shevach of Yisrael. But also, like Reb Nachman said to Reb Nosson one time in Torah Kuf Mem Sichas Ran, he says if you don't have Emunah in yourself, then you have no Emunah in Hashem. Right? I mean, then what? That also you have to build up yourself. You have to praise yourself sometimes. To build up you are. Build up yourself as an Adam, to be confident in your Avodah Hashem. So there's a Maisa with the Chavetz Chaim one time. That was a very intense mindset, but it's real. That there was one time the Chafetz Chaim was on the train to Radin. He's on the train back home. And when he was going home, you know, I'll just read it inside for you. Basically, it goes like this. When he was on the train home to, where is it? Let me find it for a second. Oh, here. Yeah. One time, the great rabbi, the Chafetz Chaim, was riding on a train to his hometown of Radin. At one of the stops, a Jewish man got on the train and sat down next to the Chafetz Chaim. Give up, no? The Chafetz Chaim said, Shalom Aleichem, where are you traveling to? The man didn't know that he was sitting next to the Chafetz Chaim. I'm going to Radin to visit the great Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was a very modest person, so he said, the Chafetz Chaim is not so great. The man was very sad to hear this old man say bad things about the Chafetz Chaim. How can you say bad things about the Chafetz Chaim? He's one of the great tzaddikim that ever lived. The Chafetz Chaim answered, I know him, and he's not such a great tzaddik. When he heard those words, the man became very angry, and he hit the Chafetz Chaim. And changed to a different seat. However, he hit the Chafetz Chaim. As the train came to Radin, the man was very surprised to see that a large group of people had come to meet the old man. He asked them why they had come to meet this old man, and they told him, because he is the Chafetz Chaim himself, the great Chafetz Chaim. When the man heard this, he ran over to the Chafetz Chaim with tears streaming down his face and begged him for forgiveness. He begged him. Chafetz Chaim felt very bad because he had made the man so sad. Chafetz Chaim then said he had now learned a lesson. Just as we must never say Lashon Hara about other people, we must also never say bad things about ourselves. It's like just as it's important to praise Hashem and praise other people, also what? You have to make sure that what? That you're also praising yourself, to build yourself up. And that's why we know we have three avodas. That what the Olam stands on what? On Torah, on Tefillah, on Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Yeah? Those are three things that Moshe Weinberg said one time from Maharal. So what's Tefillah? Tefillah is what? Bein Adam? Memakom. Gemilas Chasadim is what? Chavero. So what's Torah? Bin Adam La'atzma. There are three things the world stands. Bin Adam La'chavero, Bin Adam La'makom, Bin Adam La'atzma. Means what? To make sure that you feel bad about yourself also. It doesn't mean that you have to feel bad, guy. Of course we know. But also a lot of times we're very much pushed that what? Mashpil, mashpil, mashpil. Have a zayir ma'od ma'od, b'shavu ruach. But also we have to make sure that part of that is that you have to know your chashivas. Like we always say, that Moshe is the anav mikol adam, but Moshe is also the greatest person ever. To believe in your avodah, to believe that Hashem cares about you. And that's the nekudah, chevra. To believe in ourselves, to be meshabeach ourselves, and to be meshabeach b'Borei Olam, and b'schus praising ourselves and praising the B'Borei Olam, shizuchel mekabel those days of Pesach, which are mamash coming, right? Less than 75 days until Pesach, right? 42, literally 72 days, much of chesed. 42 days until Purim. Purim's also Lech Knosis Kol Yehudim. It's the day of Klal Yisrael, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. So Chevra, Yizochel, Mikabel, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bo, B'siyat Shmaya, Mikabel, Shabbos Kodesh.